with Chris Baker. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
You staying warm?
Yeah. For the first time in my life, I was happy to actually be in Buffalo. So.
Better than here yesterday,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the first time I can say that in my career. So
we were talking about the one play where the linebacker was coming up the middle on the delayed linebacker run blitz, and you were coming from your tight end position. It was like two of you were racing mm-hmm. for the same spot,
yep.
and he got there a little quicker than you did because he was untouched coming through the line.
Yep.
Was he your assignment on that play?
No, no. I was actually pulling around for the Will, and plus luckily shot through, so you know I was basically just trying to pick him up and pick him off before.
Because you saw him coming flying up the middle untouched.
Exactly, exactly.
Because man, by the time you got to him, mm-hmm. you could just barely get a piece of him at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he, you know, we had run that play pretty successfully against Carolina, and it was the same play. And you know, he read it. We actually ran it earlier in the game, and we had I think a 10-yard gain off of it. So the second time when he saw it, he shot the gap, and you know, I was just trying to pick him off and stop him from getting in the backfield. But he's able to get there.
How good does it feel to get a true road win? And how much have you guys talked about it? And how much of that has been a topic of discussion in the locker room leading up to this week?
You know, it was important for us to get a road win. It's always tough to play in Buffalo. I know, you know, the history of the Patriots has beaten Buffalo the last, I think it's 13 times or whatever it is, but it's always a tough place to play. You know, I've been going up there for the past 8 years, and it's always a tough place to play with the crowd, and, you know, they always play well at home. And they always play tough, you know, no matter who they're playing, they always play tough no matter what their record is. So to go up there and get a win yesterday, it was big for us.
I was saying earlier on in the program where I guess we're at the stage of our lives here where we have to give style points. Like winning a game in Buffalo in December isn't good enough. Now it's how pretty did it look? How much did you win by? You guys don't think much about style points, do you?
No, I mean the bottom line is coming out and getting a win. You know, I mean for us, it was big for us to, you know, keep pace, and then, you know, both the teams chasing us, they happened to lose yesterday, so it was even better for us. But, you know, I mean it's – like I said, Buffalo, they always play hard and they always play well. It's not too often that you go out and you see Buffalo get blown out. They're always in the game, you know. But you know, in the end, we came up with the win.
So. Now, are you guys doing any scoreboard watching? And Matt Light talked a little bit about it after the game yesterday. Is it one of those situations where guys are talking about it on the sidelines? Can you see it on the scoreboard? Do you know what's going on with the Jets and the Dolphins?
Yeah, you know, me personally, I always look up at the scoreboard and see, you know, what our closest competition is doing. And, you know, we were watching the game, you know, watching the scores of the game. And I really thought the Dolphins, I saw it was 24-6 in the fourth quarter. So I'm assuming, okay, that game is going to be over. And then we come into the locker room and they're going for the two-point conversion, like right as we come into the locker room. So, you know, you always want to watch your competition and see, especially with, the race being so tight. But, you know, it's this kind of subconsciously you always look up and see, what your competition is doing. So.
How different did Buffalo look to you yesterday from week one of the season?
They're completely different, being the fact that they had a lot of injuries and a lot of guys went on IR. They still play the same defense and, you know, they had the same offense. But, you know, obviously with the coaching change, they had a couple of different wrinkles here and there. But, you know, a lot of their players are out for the year. So, you know, we just had to study film and see what those guys, if they were in there, what they do best.
You guys have dominated the time of possession stats all season long, and you finally had a game yesterday that you win where time of possession wasn't dramatically in your favor.
Yeah, we were able to run the ball, and we could have probably held the ball for a little bit longer, but we kind of got in that little bit of a second-half funk again where I don't know if it was three and out or, you know, but we weren't really controlling the ball like in the second half like we were in the first half. So, you know, it goes like that sometimes. But, you know, the most important stat is to come up with the win, and that's what we got.
You guys on the road have struggled to put up points in the second half. Is there one thing that you can point to? Are there a couple different things you can point to other than just simple execution?
It's just execution. You know, I mean, we got off to a good start, obviously, yesterday. We were up, I think it was 14-3 at halftime. And, you know, it's hard to explain. Like, we just didn't go out and we didn't, you know, we were able to move the ball a little bit. But the biggest part was, you know, when Tom hit West there in the on that, you know, in crunch time to seal the game, that was the most important thing. But, you know, I can't explain it. Can't say, well, we didn't do this or we didn't do that. It's just one of those things, you know, where we just weren't able to put many points on the board.
You guys did execute in the red zone pretty well yesterday. I think you were 2-for-3. What were you doing yesterday that maybe you weren't doing or haven't been doing earlier in the season?
It really just comes down to execution. It's not, you know, it's not for lack of focus or lack of trying or anything like that. You know, it just comes down to basically execution. You know, I mean, every week we go on, we have a good red zone game plan, and we know what the defense is going to try and do, and it really just comes down to us executing. And, you know, fortunately yesterday we were able, in, like you said, two of the three situations we were able to execute, but it really just comes down to execution. I mean, we have a good plan. You know, Coach Belichick and all the offensive coaches, they always know what we're going to be facing. And, you know, it just comes down to execution.
Would you have believed me if going into the game I would have told you that Brady would go an entire quarter without a completed pass? In any game against anybody.
No, I didn't realize that happened yesterday.
First quarter didn't have a completed pass.
That's wild. That's wild. I mean, because, you know, obviously we throw the ball a lot, and I didn't know that, but, you know.
Had one, but it was negated by a penalty call.
Okay.
He had one to Randy, and it ended up getting negated by a penalty call. So technically, went an entire first quarter without one.
That's crazy. I mean, and, you know, and like, you know, we were able to, like I said, we were able to get some points on the board in the first half. So for that to be and for us to come out on top, that's good. That's a good thing for us.
Christian Fourier works with us on Sunday mornings, a former tight end for the Patriots and in this league. And he's always crying about the fact that the tight ends need to get more tight end love. That's what he calls it, tight end love. Did you go into the game yesterday with a game plan where, or does it happen where you go into a game where the game, you say, you know what, I'm not going to see the ball today. I know that going in.
I had an idea yesterday. I wasn't get to see the ball too often, but or you know whatever. I mean, I had the one shot that down in the end zone. You know, you always have those red zone or I should say goal line passes and things like that where the tight end's involved. But you know, it's just kind of whatever the game plan is, we just go with it, and you know that's the way we look at it.
That's how it happens.
How it happens.
How do you feel at this stage of the year? I mean, obviously, no one is where they want to be ideally physically. Everyone's a little bit banged up, but how are you doing? Are you where you want to be?
You know, I got, like everybody else does, I have some issues, but the good thing is, like, I mean, it's the way I feel right now is better than I felt in probably the last 3 years. I mean, playing under Eric in New York, you know, he really grinded us, and, you know, by this time of the year, last few years, I was really out of it physically, but you know, I feel pretty good, relatively speaking, for this time of year.
And that's a tough line for a coach to walk, especially at this time of year. How have they managed to do it here, in your experience?
You know, I mean, Coach Belichick, he has a good. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of guys banged up, and you know, he just kind of goes with the feel of the team. You know, as far as because I heard, you know, a couple of years ago they were in pads through to the Super Bowl. And so, I mean, you know, it just really just depends on, you know, where your team is at physically overall and you know, how much you can get by with. But, you know, the good thing about our team is, I mean, we have a very physical team. And, you know, if we're in pads or not, during the week we come out and play physical. And so I think Coach realizes that and, you know, he puts the trust in us that we're going to come out and play physical on Sunday.
Last week for practice, you knew you were going to be outside because you're going to Buffalo. This week, you know you're going to be outside because Jacksonville's coming here. Maybe the last week of practice, going to Houston where you know you're going to be in a dome, you won't have to be out on the field. I heard last Thursday was the brutal one.
That was probably, yeah, that was the worst by far. I mean, I think I played in one game in Green Bay where it was that cold, you know. I mean, I think it was like 5 degrees out or something like that with the wind chill. I mean, it was... That's probably the coldest I've been, aside from the Green Bay game, like, ever. So,
and for guys who have to catch the football for a living, how do you keep your hands warm enough so that you can do what you got to do?
You know, you try and keep the hand warmers, you know, close as possible. But, you know, the thing about it in the game is when you get on the sidelines, you can kind of get your hands on the heated bench, and it's all right. But in practice, you know, we're out there for two and a half hours.
And no heated benches.
No heated benches like that, so it makes it tough in practice, but... You know, you just kind of live with it. I mean, you know what it is when you're here in the Northeast at this time of year.
I can't imagine you guys have gotten too deep into the film just yet, but anything stand out for you about Jacksonville?
Well, I mean, obviously they had a tough loss on Sunday. We haven't gotten into the film yet, but on Thursday when they played. But, you know, obviously they're still in the playoff hunt, and, you know, it's all or nothing for them right now. So, I know they have a big physical team. That's what they pride themselves on, obviously, on offense and defense. And, you know, we just got to be up for the challenge. I mean, they have, you know, obviously they have good players if they're in the playoff hunt at this time of year. And they played pretty well, very well against the Colts on Thursday. So we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Do you guys literally look at this opportunity when you're playing a warm weather team? Coming into a Northeast situation in late December, do you literally look at them and say, you know what, this is, this should be a layup for us in this situation given the weather conditions.
Well, I mean, certain teams you can say that. I would say not Miami now, but in the past Miami was that way. But, I think it was 2 years ago, Jacksonville, they went to Pittsburgh in late December in the snow, and I'm like, oh, there's no way they're going to win this game. And they went up and beat Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh, and then went back in the playoffs and beat them again. So, I think it really comes down to the mental toughness of your team, it's really just, what your team makeup is, and I think they have the toughness, the mental toughness to come out and play well, and I think they're not going to mail it in. Like I said, a lot of those guys, I was just on the team that came up and or went up and won in Pittsburgh twice in December and January. So it's not going to be a layup for us. I mean, we got to go out and play.
Congratulations on the win. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I know this is going to be a different week of preparation for you guys because of the holiday, but I wish you Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again in the future.